Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast for October 30th, 2023. I am your host, John Lothian. In this podcast, we provide an overview of the content featured in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll cover insights from the hits and takes section, share stories from the first read section, highlight the top three stories from the previous newsletter edition, and delve into the first three stories featured in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki Education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Former European Climate Exchange CEO Patrick Burley has died at the age of 58. JLN learned over the weekend from Patrick Young's Exchange Invest, and it was confirmed by London sources. Burley, who was the second employee of the fledgling South African Futures Exchange, SAFEX, helped develop it into one of the world's most active derivatives exchanges, before leading its sale to the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. Burley developed an eternally cheerful disposition after he and his family survived having gunmen break into their home in Johannesburg. He would subsequently move his family to London and embark on furthering his career there, where he would serve as chief executive of the UK arm of LCH ClearNet. He also had roles with the London Metal Exchange and London Stock Exchange, as well as serving as the chief executive officer of ICAP Securities and Derivatives Exchange. In 2014, Burley spoke at a London session of the MarketsWiki Education World of Opportunity, or WOO, series held in the offices of the CME Group, where he delivered his life story in a presentation titled, Variety is the Spice of Life. If you wanted to know Burley's life story, his self-depreciating humor, and optimistic outlook on life, it is well worth a view. I am glad we were able to capture Patrick's story in this WOO video. I would not have suspected that it would be the last one we did with him, nor that a piece of industry history would be captured by a WOO video rather than one of our historical series pieces. The JLN team is greatly saddened by Burley's untimely passing and offers our condolences to his family, friends, and former colleagues. He will be missed. Last week, Miami International Holdings, MIH, put out a press release titled, Miami International Holdings participates in World Investor Week's Ring the Bell for Financial Literacy 2023 ceremony. In the press release, MIH said, quote, the Ring the Bell for Financial Literacy campaign supports World Investor Week 2023, WIW, a global campaign to raise awareness about the importance of investor education and protection. This marks the fourth consecutive year that IOSCO and the WFE are working in partnership on the Ring the Bell for Literacy initiative. Thomas P. Gallagher, chairman and CEO of MIH, said, MIH is also expanding its financial literacy efforts in U.S. futures markets through our exclusive sponsorship of the new Futures Discovery video series created by John Lothian News. The video series provides a unique way for young investors to learn more about futures markets since it's being taught by students from Roosevelt University in Chicago. On Friday, as I announced, JLN published a two-part interview with two leaders of Women in Financial Markets, WIFM, the rebranded Women in Derivatives Group. Marisol Collazo and Cassandra Sear talked to JLN about the rebrand and more about WIFM. To promote the interviews, part one and part two on LinkedIn, JLN posted three shorts. You can see those shorts with links in today's newsletter, as well as part one and part two of the interview. Here's the latest from the Wall Street Journal podcast series, The Trial of the Crypto's Golden Boy, a podcast series bringing you regular updates. There's a link in today's newsletter for it. Our most read stories on Friday from JLN Options were First Mover America's Bitcoin and Ether options activity hits $20 billion from CoinDesk. Big Short Michael Burry's bets against S&P and NASDAQ pay off from Markets Insider. And Goldman's JP Morgan copycat ETF launches early days of boom from Yahoo Finance. Subscribe to the JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's newsletter. It's free. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's the videos. Women in Derivatives rebrands as Women in Financial Markets, a pivot towards a more inclusive future. Women in Derivatives has unveiled its rebranding as Women in Financial Markets, WIFM. John Lothian News reached out to Marisol Collazo, WIFM board chair, and Cassandra Sear, the organization's president and CEO, for insights into the rebrand and other developments within the organization. You watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. And then WIFM's broad appeal, rapid program fill-up, male ally initiatives, and record-breaking gala attendance highlighted by leadership. In the second segment of JLN's conversation with WIFM's chair Marisol Collazo and president and CEO Cassandra Sear, Collazo pinpointed high-caliber events and robust networking as major draws for members. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Fortune. The headline, The Great Wealth Transfer Isn't $72 trillion, but $129 trillion, B of A says, and the government gave most of it to baby boomers. You probably heard about the Great Wealth Transfer. It's the $72 trillion stack of assets that baby boomers are sitting on and going to pass on to millennials someday, thereby solving many of the economically beleaguered younger generation's problems. But there was another, even more massive wealth transfer from the government to baby boomers over the last 40 years, according to Bank of America research. My comment, quote, As a baby boomer, and on behalf of the baby boomers, I would like to say thank you. But oh my God, is that a lot of money? Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, He pioneered carbon offsets to save tropical forests. Now the market is collapsing. Mike Kuczynski used offset credits to funnel millions of dollars to conservation projects. Now he's fighting a crisis of confidence in the industry. Mike Kuczynski gave up a lucrative career in management consulting after an epiphany in the African bush, turning to wildlife conservation and ultimately helping create one of the most popular tools for cutting carbon emissions. Now the 62-year-old from the California Bay Area is fighting to keep that business and his own revenue stream alive amid a crisis of confidence that is shaking the industry he helped start. My comment. Environmental markets innovation can sometimes be a real, you-know-what show. Here is another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, Biden to use emergency powers to mitigate AI risks. Executive order seeks to manage artificial intelligence threats from privacy to national security. The Biden administration plans to invoke emergency federal powers as part of a new executive order aimed at reining in the risks of artificial intelligence, a new technology as powerful as it is potentially disruptive. President Biden will release on Monday an order invoking the Korean War Era Defense Production Act, which would compel major AI companies to notify the government when developing any system that poses, quote, a serious risk to national security, national economic security, or national public health and safety, unquote, according to a fact sheet that White House aides shared over the weekend. My comment, I think he should use his magic powers instead. This executive order does not solve anything. here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was, where does the prop trading industry go from here, from finance magnates? Second was Bloomberg's China sell-off threatens $27 billion of snowball derivatives. Third was a three-way tie among markets insiders. A famed trader known as 50 Cent is making a big bet that the world's worst performing currency is about to surge violently. Bloomberg's Griffin says scrutiny of SEC basis trade utterly beyond me. And The Verge's the tragically millennial vocabulary of the Sam Bankman-Fried trial. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first one is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, hedge fund Two Sigma is hit by trading scandal. Firm tells client that researcher made unauthorized adjustments that resulted in $620 million in unexpected gains and losses. A researcher at Two Sigma Investments adjusted the hedge fund's investing models without authorization, the firm has told clients, leading to losses in some funds, big gains in others, and fresh regulatory scrutiny. The researcher, Jian Wu, a senior vice president at New York-based Two Sigma, was trying to boost his compensation, Two Sigma has told clients, without identifying Wu. He made changes over the past year that resulted in a total of $620 million in unexpected gains and losses, according to people close to the matter and investor letters. Two Sigma has placed Wu on administrative leave. The next story is also from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, the hunt for crypto's most famous fugitive. Everyone is looking for me after a $40 billion cryptocurrency crash. Do Quan hopscotched across Asia and Europe to evade authorities. Fallen crypto tycoon Du Quan was ready to get out of Montenegro. He and his colleague arrived at the small Balkan country's main airport where a Bombardier business jet was waiting to take them to Dubai. Inside the VIP terminal, Quan handed his passport to an immigration officer who swiped it. An alert flashed across the officer's screen. Quan, it said, was the target of an Interpol red notice, a request to police around the world to arrest him. Here's another story, this one also from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, climate risk is becoming uninsurable. Better forecasting can help. Households and businesses are being priced out of insurance, just as the effects of climate change start to bite. A new generation of mathematical modelers might be able to help diffuse a looming insurance crisis. Floods, electrical storms, and wildfires, together with raw material inflation, are pushing up premiums for so-called catastrophe insurance. Some Americans are moving away from riskier places such as Florida, while others are foregoing cover. Insurers such as Allstate, State Farm, and Farmers Insurance, owned by Zurich Insurance Group, are withdrawing from disaster-prone areas. We appreciate your attentive audience for the John Lothian News Daily Update. Kindly think about sharing our podcast with your friends. Additionally, if you haven't already, we would be grateful if you could take a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews aid in introducing our content to new listeners. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.